Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 422. Shopping for underwear. This is English as a Second Language podcast episode 422. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Our website is ESLPOD.com. Go there to download a learning guide for this episode. The learning guide is an 8 to 10 page file that contains all of the vocabulary, definitions, sample sentences, additional definitions, cultural notes, comprehension questions, and a complete transcript of this entire episode. This episode is called Shopping for Underwear. Almost everyone, wears underwear. And this is a dialogue that gives you some vocabulary about buying underwear for both men and women. Let's get started.
We're almost done with the shopping. We just need some underwear for you and some unmentionables for me.
It's perfectly acceptable for women to buy men's underwear. But do I have to go in to the lingerie store? All of the women in the store laugh at me.
No, they don't. I just need a few things. Here we are. Okay, I need a new bra with underwire, and I need a strapless one, too. Do you see any in a B cup?
I'm not helping you look. I'm standing over here where nobody can see me.
Fine. Let's see. I need some panties and a slip, too. Oh, these pantyhose are on sale.
Can you please hurry up? That woman over there is snickering.
She's only laughing because you look so uncomfortable. Okay, I'm done. Let's go get your underwear.
Thank God. I just need some new boxers with a comfortable waistband and a button fly.
I thought you liked the boxer briefs I bought before. You know, the seamless ones.
I tried them, but they were too small. I think I'd actually like to try some regular briefs. Here are some over here.
You'd better look again. Those are G-strings. If you insist on buying those, it'll be my turn to hide.
Our dialogue begins with Carrie saying to Russell, "We're almost done with the shopping. We just need some underwear for you and some unmentionables for me." Underwear is the clothing you wear underneath your regular clothing. It's clothing that you don't normally see. Carrie says she needs to get some underwear for Russell and some unmentionables for herself. To mention something is to say something. If you say it is unmentionable, that means that you shouldn't or don't say it. In this case, Carrie is simply making a joke. Unmentionables is just a funny way to refer to underwear. The joke is that it's somehow inappropriate to talk about underwear in a conversation. So she makes a little joke and says unmentionables. Russell says it's perfectly acceptable for women to buy men's underwear. So a woman can buy underwear for a man in a store. But, he says, do I have to go in to the lingerie store? All of the women in the store laugh at me. So Russell, who's a man, is embarrassed by going into the woman's underwear store. A woman's underwear store is sometimes called a lingerie, L-I-N-G-E-R-I-E store. Lingerie actually refers to women's underwear, but sometimes it refers also to fancy, expensive, perhaps sexy clothing that a woman might wear as underwear. Russell doesn't want to go into the lingerie store. Carrie says that the women are not laughing at Russell. She says, I just need a few things, and they walk into the store. Here we are, she says. Okay, I need a new bra with underwire, and I need a strapless one, too. A bra, B-R-A, is a type of underwear that a woman wears. It goes over her shoulders. They have what are called straps. And these straps go over the shoulders. And in the front of the body, the bra is there to support the woman's breasts. So it's the chest of a woman where you will find a bra. Men typically do not wear bras. Most men. The men I know. The bra that Carrie is looking for has an underwire. An underwire is a piece of metal that is sewn into, that is made as part of the bra to provide extra support for large breasts, shall we say. Carrie says she also needs a strapless bra. Remember I said that there are these things that go over the shoulder. They connect the front of the bra to the back, so they help hold up the breasts. The strapless bras are bras that don't have this strap going over the shoulder. Usually, it's a dress that is strapless or a bra that is strapless, so you don't see anything on the woman's shoulder. Carrie then asks Russell, do you see any bras in a B cup? A cup is the part of the bra that is round and that fits over one breast. Cups come in different sizes because, of course, women have different sized breasts, or at least that's what people tell me. Now that I'm married, I don't look at other women anymore. The bras come in cup sizes from triple A, which is the smallest, to triple D, which is the biggest. Most women are somewhere in between there. A cup, B cup, C cup, maybe D cup. But, well, women come in all different sizes, and so there are all different sizes of bras. Isn't this exciting? Now, Russell says, I'm not helping you look. I'm standing over here where nobody can see me. So Russell is embarrassed. Carrie says, fine. I need some panties and a slip, too. Oh, these pantyhose are on sale. Carrie says she needs some panties. Panties